Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Trista Crick joining us live from
TK.
Who even knows anymore, man? Oh.
That's LA, ain't it?
No, it's Portland.
Oh, Portland looking very LA-ish.
Man, Portland's very, very beautiful this time of year.
Listen, what is going on with the tank top?
It's 96 degrees outside.
It just needed to be said. Anytime guns are out or buns are out, we gotta comment on it.
Well, I keep my buns away, but I'll let the arms breathe.
That's
every
what
once
that's
in a
what
while.
Kenny does. He puts the buns out, you put the guns out.
Oh, I don't think Kenny does that. I would have very strong objections if Kenny did that.
The hell I don't. Okay.
And anytime my man wants to rock with the thighs out over there with the short shorts, it's fine because I'm on the other side of the table. Let my man live.
Kenny's gray sweatpants in it out. That's what I know Kenny would do.
I mean, I've got shorts on today, though. It is hot. I went with the little sweatpants, shorts, and white t-shirt. It's hot.
It's hot here too. 88 today.
Oh, really? Warm. Yeah, that is warm out there.
Yeah, it's hot today. We've had a little bit of a cold streak the last couple of days. It's been like in the 50s.
Oh, that's raining. Just doing too much.
Yeah, too much. Yeah. But today, I went on a walk and I got some little leggings on. I'm like, it's too hot for leggings.
You on the bike, you on the walk, like you on the Peloton, you doing everything.
Listen,
right now.
I just got out of a little call. I was 5 minutes late. I was in a little free nutritionist session with the woman. This woman came in to the co-working space and we're working on our soluble fiber. That's what we're working on. Versus insoluble fiber. I'll put you up on game on that. I bet Damien already knows all about it, but that's... I've been having too much insoluble fiber, not enough soluble fiber.
This show covers everything. This show really does cover everything.
It really does. But I just want to say how inspired I've been by you, Damien. And I've been keeping on track. Keeping on. Got a solid 22-mile bike ride in yesterday.
Hey.
Wow.
Got a nice, got my 10,000 steps in. Ollie's getting it in. We're getting our protein intake.
There you go.
Know, we're getting the BCA. The BCAAs for the Chatty House. I cannot express to you how much of a miracle branched chain amino acids are. I have been putting in work on these GAMPs, and I am not sore in the least. I can't even believe it, actually.
That's awesome.
You put in like a HIIT or Hills workout on the Peloton.
Oh, yeah.
And you think I'm going to be dead. You drink those little red BCAAs that Damien put me up on. You feel great. You feel just, it's honestly, I can't even believe it. I'm putting out the gospel. So thank you to Damien.
I got you. The only thing I couldn't get her to do was get in the pool. I couldn't get her, the cold plunge pool.
I couldn't get her to get into the cold tub. Yeah, that's the next step.
Yeah, I couldn't get
her. Have an aversion to cold. I really, really have an aversion to
cold. Is there something wrong with me when I like that soreness?
Yep.
Like no, that,
no, there
that's
is something.
I need
with you.
That.
That's
I
awful.
Need when I'm when if I'm that let me know I'm putting in that work. I want to feel that soreness.
But then you
the next
can't
day.
Get it in the next day.
Yeah, you absolutely
your
do. It's mind over matter. It's mind over matter. You go to work.
No. Nah, man, you ain't 20 no more. Like
it happens now. I need to feel that. If I work out and I don't feel it, I need to.
He's not putting in the same kind of work as us, Damien. That's what we know. He's not doing it.
Yeah, we're pretty locked in. We're pretty locked in right now. We got running shoes. We got Apple Watches. We tracking everything. We logging calories and protein intakes.
I want to talk about the Apple Watch really fast because you're the first person I've told that I flipped over my bike, my handlebars the other day. First time
That's
in
crazy.
Maybe,
you okay?
Maybe ever. A car didn't stop at the stop sign, and they ran the stop sign.
Oh my god!
On this trail, yeah, and Ollie was on the back. Ollie was on the back, and I'm fine. Everything's good. We're safe and everything. But the Apple Watch said we noticed you took a serious fall.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to call the authorities? I said no. I'm good. But the fact that it said like, hey, you can call SOS anytime right now. Yeah. Like it's. We'll let you know that you can. And then the next day, a squirrel jumped right into the tire of my bike. Could have sent me flying again.
Bro.
But it did not.
Jeez.
I know.
Is the squirrel okay?
It bounced off the tire and just boink.
All right.
That's
anyway,
tough.
So that's the quick 5 minute life update before we go into some sports.
Yeah, that's wild.
I got to figure this out. I don't like wearing the Apple Watch when I work out. I sweat way too much.
Yeah, I get it. I had to get used to it. I didn't like it at first either, but I had to get I got used to it. It's not my favorite, especially when I'm boxing, but I got used to it.
Yeah, I'll be Patrick Ewing.
Ooh, okay. Little Guns got the guns going on boxing. Okay. Bud Crawford.
Hell, at this point, I might be able. I could, in boxing, you just challenge somebody, and they're like, "Fine, come fight." It's fine. I'm gonna fight Mike Tyson next. I'm gonna be like that social media guy who got punched in the stomach.
Was that Mr. Beast?
That's who it was. Yeah. That man looked like he wanted life to. You didn't see that? Mike punched him in the stomach.
I think he was acting.
That's a bad call. How much did he get?
It didn't look
for?
Like Mike pulled the punch too much.
I ain't going to say it hurt. Excuse me, it didn't hurt, but I think he was putting on a little bit.
Yeah, maybe, but it didn't look like Mike pulled the punch either.
Because I don't think Mike hit him as well. I don't think he hit him as hard as he could have.
Oh, he definitely
with a body
didn't.
Shot.
He
just kind of like,
he
Mike's going to hit me.
And
then
he would have soiled himself if Mike hit him.
Like, if we're talking Mike's peak is 100% in 1996. What is he at of that percent now? At his ultimate hardest hit, where is Mike Tyson at?
His? Like his percentage?
Yes.
Maybe 60, 50?
I was going to say 45.
That would still
which is probably 4,000% of a normal human being.
Yeah, that's still gorilla strong.
Have you guys seen the clips of like a bodybuilder, just super jacked, looking like Braun Strowman? Will go and hit a guy like Ryan Garcia with a body shot, and Ryan will just take the body shot. Just like, oh, okay, I see you. And then Ryan will flip it and hit the bodybuilder and just break him down.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan weighs like 140 pounds.
I would watch a million of those.
Ryan weighs like 140 pounds. This guy's just jacked, but the twerk, whatever they get on, and knowing how to punch is different. Is different.
I'm going to need that Ryan Garcia training for this bike path that I'm on because it's like Mad Max over there and it's dystopian Portland future where there's literally like encampments full of 20 people that look like the apocalypse came and they're ready to just cannibalize you right there on the bike trail. So you either need a friend or I need to learn the Ryan Garcia technique.
Or maybe find a different place to train.
Yeah, I need to find a place to train. I got a little bit of a bad shoulder, though, but I would definitely be down to learn how to box.
Well, you got hit by a car and flipped your bike over, so it's like, yeah, it's understandable that your shoulder's bothering you. That's pretty crazy. And then the squirrel tried to get you. Like, that's wild.
Mm.
That's wild.
Final destination on that bike trail. I'm pretty telling
much. You. Careful. Jesus.
Maybe pick a different trail.
Please.
Are you excited for NBA basketball to be here? Or are you not there yet because you're so deep covering the W right now?
I think I'm really not ready for a new sport to enter the arena yet. I think with the W and the NWSL and now the NFL has taken a lot. I was asked by the folks over in Buffalo the other day. They were like, how much are you locked in on the NFL? And I was like, really locked in, like super locked in. And they're like, oh, we didn't know. And it's the NFL is all consuming. So I'm not ready for the NBA, which is kind of my first love to be back. But I'm ready for this Kawhi story to go away. I'm ready for that to come to an end because it's just Pablo Torre after Pablo Torre. And we don't really know what's going to happen or what's true or what's not true. I'm ready for basketball instead of like tea, instead of just straight drama storylines to unfold.
How do you think that ends?
Ooh. Someone gets in trouble, but not Steve Ballmer. I think Kawhi's caught.
What's his name? Dennis Wong. Dennis Wong gets in hella trouble for this.
The billionaire Patsy has to lose his minority share. I think, though, like in reality, I might have said this on the show last week. I think the consequences have already hit the Clippers. You've already lost Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Mm. You've already given up the four picks for Kawhi. Kawhi having to circumvent the cap for Kawhi is like paying Audi money for like a Jaguar that's always in the shop or a Maserati that's always in the shop. Like you're having to pay like top dollar for a guy that hasn't brought you really any wins at all. Like it's just not amounted to a damn thing. So they've already lost everything that they can't even give up any draft picks because they've already given them up.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do?
Penalize the
other
teams.
They've already paid so much money for all these players that are not contributing. They've already bought the Intuit Dome. They're already sinking money into a ship that's not going anywhere. So, like, joke's kind of on them.
Messed up. Have to penalize the teams that have their picks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, OKC.
Hey, Brooklyn.
OKC's got the first round pick for the Kawhi Leonard cap circumvention.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Walk around like Bo Nix. I didn't even do anything! I think, I could see something like that happening. I'm with you, Trista, though. I'm kind of tired of the story. Like, it was cool for a little bit, but I just want the resolution as far as the punishment to happen. And, like, let's focus on basketball, because one of the things we talked about is, as a basketball fan consumer, it doesn't really feel like this will do anything to us. Like, it's not affecting the way we watch the game or who we're watching or anything like that. So it's an interesting story for sure, but wake me up when we have the answer to who's getting in trouble.
Yeah, if this would have been like, who could it have even been, really? A free agent that came in that's super impactful. It would have been like if Kyrie, like, I guess, went to the Nets and they immediately found out that there was some cap.
Right. That's the thing. Like, if it was happening now, like if Kawhi signed in July and we found out in August, like, hey, you did something shady. Okay, is he going to play this year? Is he going to be suspended? Are they going to void the contract? But the money's damn near already gone.
Yes. And it wasn't even Kawhi's the 2019
gotta give it back.
Yeah.
Seize his assets. Yeah. I'm interesting story, like I said, but I'm ready for the resolution. We need a resolution. RIP Aaliyah.
I'm looking at Hollinger wrote an article that says why voiding Kawhi Leonard's contract would be a huge problem for the NBA. I need to bookmark and read this because I'd like to know more about this.
Same. I love John Hollinger. He's a great writer. Really funny.
I wouldn't go that far.
Really,
Hollinger has said some wild things before.
He does, but he's really funny. He's so, like, for a writer who's traditional, he's pretty cutting.
You spend time with John Hollinger? Like, have you, like, been at dinners with John Hollinger?
I've spent time with John Hollinger. I haven't shared a meal with John Hollinger.
I meant, like, as not one-on-one, but like as a big group, like 10 people.
I've been one-on-one with John Hollinger.
Gotcha.
That sounded...
not like that. That
sounded...
John Hollinger. This is not going to turn into me bashing my guy, John Hollinger.
No, we're not doing that.
But to defend myself, that's where my instinct
that's
is.
That's okay. You've gone one-on-one with John Hollinger. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Listen, his little plaid shirts and his Patagonia ripaway pants are not going to move me in any way where we need to be giving it a pause. Okay?
What was that word you used?
Ripaway pants.
Oh, you said like ripaway.
The Patagonia ones that like zip.
Oh, Patagonia. That was the word I was looking for. Patagonia.
Yeah, they turn. He wears these pants that turn into shorts. Right, on the go.
Well,
the
ones that have zippers. It's efficiency.
Yeah, no, that's him. He's the kind of guy that'll wear the keen sandals with the socks. Love my guy, John Hollinger.
Absolutely an analytic type of outfit. Analytical,
but
for sure.
He'll be so shady in his writing to players and like how he characterizes the situation. It's like, it's very funny. I think he's very funny in his writing.
Did you think Adam Silver took a L last week in that 34-minute news conference he gave?
I think Adam Silver, I need to go somewhere cooler because Ollie's getting hot. But I think Adam Silver's last, I don't know, maybe 24 months, his reputation has taken a bit of an L. That's my personal opinion. Is that, hold on, let's go for news.
Just like we toured the Chase Center, we are now touring the podcast spot. Oh, now we're in a loud room. Ain't that what that's called? Or a quiet room? Loud room,
yes, it's the phone call room. So where I can talk and say whatever I want to say, however I want to say it. I think he's been taking an L the last 24 months at least. Like the expansion stuff, that he's been talking about, where they've been kind of like breadcrumbing us that Seattle was going to be opening, and that, like, damn it.
This show is hilarious.
He's been telling us Seattle's on the way, Las Vegas is on the way. It's just a matter of time. We're doing our due diligence. Da 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 da. Now it's like, oh yeah, we're not evaluating that anymore. It's more likely we're gonna be team in Mexico City
playing Captain Save a Silver.
Defend him a little bit, because I think we're on the same page.
He didn't say that.
Yeah,
we did. And he didn't necessarily shut it down, but I don't know that Adam said that.
He is so in love with the European model. And that's what brought us the play-in tournament. That's what brought us the in-season tournament. That's what's changing our all-star formats. That's what's bringing us the last game of the season. Everybody playing all at once. He loves the EPL, and we know he can't get enough of that, and he wants to sort of figure out a way to turn the NBA into that. I'm sorry, that's just not going to happen. They play once a week. It's a different thing. The fan base over there, it's just totally not going to ever be the same. Basketball is just another culture than European soccer. So I just think his decision-making quality recently has been very poor.
TK, when you think about what he said as far as how to view the game and all this,
I hated that.
Well, but let me ask you this, because we hated it too. Two things could be true. We could hate it, and he could be right. Do you think that was the case? He just shouldn't have said it.
It's one thing for your wife to cheat on you. It's another thing to say, oh yeah, well, my wife just be cheating on me. That's just what it is. You know, it's one thing for something to happen to our game where it's devolved into a highlight culture. It's another thing for the commissioner of the league to not just accept it, but to promote that it's that way. And that if you can't afford watching full games, it doesn't matter, because it's just highlight. It's just a highlight sport anyway. You're kind of condoning the dilution of your brand. And if you're asking for billions of dollars from NBC, Amazon, ESPN, like, you just slap them in the face because them paying $2 billion each, what does it matter when people can't even watch the games? They can just go on Twitter, X, or Threads, or wherever, and just watch it on freaking clips. If I'm NBC, I'm heated at that comment.
Yeah.
You could be heated if you wanted to. The deal's already done.
The deal is done. It's scammy. It's kind of a scammy thing. I bet he wouldn't have said that it was a highlight sport 12 months ago.
Nope.
He even said, we're getting back to basketball. We need to stop with all the rickety-dickety stuff where we're doing the all-star format, and it's this and it's that, and it's all the pomp and circumstance. We need to get back to the fundamentals of the game. And it's like, it's a highlight sport?
Bad job by Silver.
It's bad. Also, I think that what he's been doing with the WNBA also is a big L, right? Like, we start to see, I don't know if you guys saw this, but when we put out on the Daily W, sorry to cut you off, D-Lo.
No, you're good.
Because I just want to finish the thought before we move on or wherever you want to go next. But when we put out on the Daily W that the WNBA is trying to hijack the Connecticut Sun because they are not wanting to allow the team to go into the free market and have anyone buy the team to keep it in the Northeast, either in Hartford or Boston or Uncasville. And, like, the WNBA is responsible for the shenanigans of it, right? Kathy Engelbert, the commissioner of the WNBA, reposted it to her own Instagram. In my opinion, to say, that is not me. I agree. I co-sign. This is some BS. I agree that this is not right. This is the only thing she's ever reposted to her own Instagram. Hmm. I couldn't believe it. So I think that there's a little bit of, like, it's Adam as the, like, person behind the scenes, like the Wizard of Oz. like deciding what goes on and like sort of putting it on the WNBA to blame.
So there was essentially what had happened was, quote from Adam Silver earlier. I guess he's doing an interview today, like some sort of thing on stage, and I was trying to find the because the quote was written out. I was trying to find it, so I searched Adam Silver's name in Twitter real quick, thinking it couldn't possibly be that hard to find today. Wrong. Why? Because about an hour ago, Pablo started tweeting about Adam Silver.
No.
And he tweeted the video of Adam Silver a couple of days ago saying, frankly, I've never heard of the company Aspiration before. I never heard a whiff of anything around an endorsement deal with Kawhi or anything around any engagement with the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yikes. Yikes.
That was we all watched that together. That was 6 days ago. Today, oh, no. Adam Silver acknowledges he had heard of Aspiration because Pablo had gotten a document saying you can't sign off on a deal worth $300 million and it not reach the league. You can't sign off on a deal for $30 million, for $30 without it going to the league first. And Adam says, I said I had never heard of it. I meant in the context of the accusations here. I was certainly aware of the brand. Adam is having a rough time right now.
Adam's just trying to get to
he might need to step down at some point.
I'm not saying
we are there yet, but if you can read the tea leaves of the next 24 months, the last 24 months has been rough.
Yeah, it's bad
if
because
it continues this way.
There's a WNBA lockout
and he's responsible.
I want to be clear too, Pablo didn't tweet at him once. There's several tweets here, and one of the things that Pablo is asking is, did no one inform Adam Silver that Bloomberg reported in January that Aspiration was being investigated by the federal government? The NBA is starting to look like money laundering.
Don't they? I tried to tell you they're hiding their assets and their losses in the WNBA books. Is the NBA Aspiration? NBA Aspiration? Come on now. It's a little Madoff-y.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, that's...
The WNBA angle is interesting. Very much so.
We're going to see how it all works out, man.
We had a lengthy discussion about this at the end of last week, and obviously it materialized on Sunday. Does the WNBA need to rework their schedule a little bit so their first day of the playoffs doesn't begin on NFL Sunday?
You had the best game of the WNBA first round. Phoenix versus the New York Liberty, the defending champs. And it was going up against Kansas City, Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm.
Why in the world would you ever try to compete side by side with a Super Bowl rematch? That's where you put the Golden State Valkyries in the Minnesota Lynx if you're going to do that. The team that clearly is outmatched. You do not put the best game up against the best game of the NFL Sunday. But you also don't put WNBA games on Sunday during the NFL season. That's just what you can never do. I think it's the dumbest thing that you could possibly think of is to believe that fans of the WNBA are not fans of the NFL and vice versa. There are plenty of people who like both. There is a massive male population and black male population and specifically that likes the WNBA. I think it's the largest demo of WNBA viewers. And there's a large overlap between the NFL and the WNBA in that demographic. So why would you even try to compete in that realm? The NFL is king. No other sport decides to do that. Everybody else gets out of the way. Why not just start the WNBA playoffs on Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It should start tonight.
Should start tonight. Yeah.
The other thing that we talked about is should they now with potentially making enough money where you don't have to go overseas and all this other stuff, look at flipping the entire league schedule and put them on the same schedule as the rest of basketball, NBA, college, both men and women, and get them completely away from the NFL. Because you can't, if you started in earlier, like the women aren't even out of college yet. So you can't start it earlier to get away from the NBA. You just need to move the whole thing around. And I think as a viewing audience, we're already conditioned to, oh, we'll go to a men's college basketball game and a women's college basketball game. Or with the WNBA being here, oh, the Warriors are out of town, but the Valkyries are in town. So we'll go. I think that might be their move. That's what they need to look at.
That's really hard because the majority of the WNBA season does not go up against anything. Mm-hmm. You're talking. So the question that I have for you guys is, do you think people are more likely to watch the WNBA in the summer when kids are out of school, when there's lots of things to do outside, but there are no sports? Or are they more likely to watch when it's a sports viewing type of calendar part of the year, but there's a lot of other things for them to watch in addition to that sports wise. I don't know.
I'll say this, and I don't think it's the same thing because the WNBA is the best women players in the world, but I almost equate it to when they start these USFLs and all this other stuff, bro, I'm tired of football. Like, mm-hmm. I'm tired. Give me my summer vacation from football so I can recharge my battery. I think that might be what happens with basketball sometimes with the WNBA to a certain degree. Like, we'll watch and, you know, it's good. But there's a point in time in August, maybe late July, where it's like, we didn't watch summer league. Give me 6 weeks off from basketball. Like, I'm not really trying to watch basketball right now. Let me take a break. I think you would eliminate that if you had them on the same schedule. The other thing I also thought about, too, was – giving these rookies a break. Like, the rookies play like damn near 12 months a year when they come into the league. Get them on the same schedule where they'll have, like, NBA rookies. They'll have the summer. They'll have the off season to kind of get their bodies right going into their rookie year.
What do you think, Damian? Like, you have a lot of experience in this realm.
So, I would... It's like picking your bad. That's what I feel like you're doing, is like you're picking your bad here in this situation, because there's a reason that television shows are off during the summer. Days are long, kids are out, you're on vacation, you're doing a lot of different things. Like, no matter what type of, it's probably something we haven't acknowledged before. It probably, to a certain degree, is a battle that baseball fights when it comes to their television product each year, is you're on at a time where people's, they just don't want to watch television. They want to be outside. They want to be in the pool. They want to barbecue. They want to go on vacation. They're going to be out like later just by nature, because in, you know, some places, particularly here, it doesn't get dark till 9:15 during the summer. And it becomes like, oh, man, I forgot we were out having fun. Man, I forgot the Liberty and the Aces were on tonight. Mm-hmm. On the other side of that coin is, well, okay, the Lynx and the Aces are on tonight, but man, so are the Bucks and the Lakers, or so are the Lakers and the Warriors, and the new episode of This Is Us or whatever, Love Island is on tonight. Like, yeah. You know, it just becomes like we're in the season of television now, where networks are trying to grab your ratings. And I know this is all evolved a little bit with the emergence of Netflix, like original Netflix shows, original Peacock shows, and now what these sports leagues are doing with all of this. But I say all of that to say I don't know what the answer is, because I don't know that either of those situations are going to result in the product that the proponents of each of those situations wants. Mm-hmm. That, like, the ratings results, like, oh, see, we put this over here, we had massive viewers. What gets women's basketball viewers, I think, is proper promotion. Mm-hmm. And if Definitely. Amazon really gets behind it, if Peacock really gets behind it, if these networks really, really get behind it and don't treat it as an afterthought, I truthfully don't think it matters what time of year you air it. You're going to face challenges no matter when you do it.
I think what would be great is if it is on the calendar of basketball, for it to be like a pre-game to like the men's game, right? So say it's Lynx Aces at, I don't know, 5 p.m., and at 7:30 is Warriors Lakers, right? Mm-hmm. And so, or on the back end, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on the time of day, time, you know, like permitting schedules in parts of the country. Right. But I think, like, if it's, I've definitely had situations where I'm like, oh, well, I was already watching this and now this is on. I'm happy to just like stay on and like catch a little Liberty and blah, 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 you know? And so I think maybe that's something that you have on certain days with women's basketball. Maybe there's just like women's basketball days, yeah, where it's like Tuesdays is like all college women's, mm-hmm, and all WNBA, as is Saturday. And then you have other things scattered, but the marquee games are all on those days. And maybe that's, you like, sort of are like trailing a big NBA game or a big men's college game as well. I don't know the answer to that.
I like that idea. I think I agree with you, Damian. There's bad in both situations that you can't get around. To me, the thing that would weigh the most, if we're sitting around and we're in charge of this and we're figuring out what needs to be done, I can't have my league's biggest, best time of year being drowned out by the NFL. That can't happen. Nah. I can't have my WNBA finals, depending on the Sunday, barely even make an SVP because the Eagles played the Chiefs again or something like, and we, you know, in certain parts of the land,
the absurdity of that is probably on your network.
Exactly. Yeah. It's on ABC. And I got to lead with Sunday Night Football's conclusion, or, you know, we can talk about Saturdays too. Like, I think you want to stay away from college too.
I hear you. I think there's only a handful of weeks that you really have to stay away
from. And, like,
college.
There's a lot of weeks in college that are like, there's a lot of booty ass games.
I agree, but you turn on, and this might be old school too. You turn on SportsCenter. How long do you think it's going to take for you to get to that WNBA highlight on Saturday or Sunday?
Are we still talking about the finals, or we're just talking about something else?
We can talk about the playoffs. We talk about next Sunday. It ain't even gotta be the finals next Sunday. Just regular playoffs.
Oh, just playoffs. I don't know. That's a good question.
And I got to get away from that.
I don't know, but how different is that than the NBA playoffs? Because the NBA playoffs are long. If we're talking about the same time in the NBA playoffs, is it that different if LSU was playing Georgia, or Kansas City's playing Philadelphia?
No, but they're already away from the NFL. They're already, the NBA playoffs are away from, they don't have to worry about that. WNBA does.
Yeah, I got you.
Because I agree with you. Like, if Eagles, Chiefs, somehow the Turkey guy in Saudi Arabia decided to say, I want to see Eagles, Chiefs on April 22nd.
Yeah, you know they'd give it to him.
Right. And they're playing on the same day as the NBA playoffs, probably going to leave.
You saw that on Christmas when the NFL decided they were going to usurp Christmas.
Yeah.
And I watched those damn NFL Christmas games. That's what I did, because they are more impactful to the overall schedule and how little games there are than the 82 in the NBA schedule. I think that's just basketball versus football. Football will always reign supreme because it's so little games.
You think Adam Silver and Roger Goodell have beef? You think Adam Silver has beef with Roger Goodell?
No.
Roger be talking
about sleep. I think they probably have phone calls together and like
you
have coffee.
Bitch, you little bitch. give me Jesus' birthday back. Stop playing.
He like probably calls him like, Roger, what the F are you doing right now?
I can't wait till Christmas is on Wednesday. Like, I want to see how they, because they're obviously going to do it. How are you going to do this? How are you going to throw the NFL on Wednesday?
Tuesday.
And I'm sure they've already, well, Tuesday. Tuesday, you could work around. You could play the Tuesday Christmas game and then play Monday. Well, no, that's too many teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll figure out a way to do it.
The crazy ones.
Yeah, they'll figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, there's no question of whether or not it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Hey, the first ever NFL back-to-back.
Oh, that's absolutely. Hey, let's play two. It's a doubleheader. Got the key. Chiefs and the Eagles at 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock here on.
Science has told us if you have the B and C that you'll be fine. You won't feel the soreness of the
BCAA.
BCAA. If you won't feel the soreness, you'll be able to play.
No, the science says more brain injury, better. It's better.
Your brain's already warm.
Yeah, right. Yes. Yes. It's not like interval training. We don't want your brain to cool down. We just want to hit it again. Players in the NFL have begun dying at the age of 31 after this. After Roger Goodell's 10 years over. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks as always. Keep up the fitness grind.
Real quick, I got to ask.
And be careful.
Please.
I'm going to try.
I got to ask Tristan real quick. No trap game for your Ducks this weekend, huh? You'll handle the. It's a rivalry game, too. It's a rivalry game.
It's a wrap. A bajillion. I'm going to it.
Oh, you going?
Hey.
Are you going to Penn State?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not going all the way out to Philly. I'm not on the East Coast anymore. I'll keep my little ass over here on the
big,
West
big,
Coast.
Big Ten matchup there.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Jesus.
That's a trap game, though. Tough. Penn State on the road, that's going to be the key for us for everything.
All right. I just had to check in with you.
All right, y'all. Love you.
Appreciate you, buddy. Right, love you back. It's our girl, Trista Crick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.